Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are live here in our virtual studio, which is a nice way of saying we're not in our normal place inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to being back there one of these days soon. In the meantime, what's always needed is, speaking of virtual, is actual live human voices in banking as opposed to virtual voices like AI-generated voices. And if you want live humans to answer the phone, but you want a bank that's big enough to handle your needs, well, try Renaissance Bank. And what I would suggest you do is go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office. There's some 200 or so across the South waiting and ready to serve you, and give them a call. And you'll find a human that answers the phone, and they'll be glad to help you. And I recommend them because I've used them. So I know they do good work, and I know clients of mine they've done good work for. So I think you'll find that experience if you try them out. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Allison O'Kelly. And Allison is the founder and CEO of Core Team. Allison, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So tell us a little bit about you and Core Team. How do you help folks out there?
Sure. We are, in a nutshell, a professional search and staffing company. So what does that mean? That means we just help companies find really good talent for their organizations, whether it be on a contract basis or a direct hire basis. That's what my company does. Started right here in the Atlanta area 15 years ago and have been serving clients across Atlanta and really across the country.
The quest for talent is a never-ending problem for companies, right? I mean, talk about where that, just your perspective on getting the best talent.
Yeah, well, we've all heard so many studies about how much it costs to lose talent and how hard it is to get the best talent and what it means to your bottom line and all these stuff. And I'm not going to, you know, spew off statistics for you. Not that I know them, but I'll pretend that I do. And but truly, it is something that we all know is really, really critical for an organization to succeed. So for us, we are very focused on that. And it's our entire company and mission is to provide good talent to organizations. You know, a lot of recruiting firms spend time matching up a resume to a job description and can find you a really good match. But we pride ourselves on really digging into the culture of the company and the personality of the candidate as well, and finding somebody who's going to be there and be a really good fit as well as just a good match on paper.
Now, we're going to talk specifically about diversity in hiring. But before we get into that, I'd like for you to set the stage here a little bit and just talk about the kinds of clients you work with, so folks have a perspective on what we'll address as we go along.
Sure. I mean, we really run the gamut. So we go all the way from your, you know, Fortune 100 companies who do, you know, hire thousands of people a year, all the way to maybe a small accounting firm that has just two partners and they need somebody to help out during tax season, something like that. What we focus on really, it's not the type of company, because it's truly any company. You know, fast growing entrepreneurial companies to those Fortune 100 companies to companies that have been around for 30 years. But what we really focus on are the types of people we hire for. So that's what is more consistent about what we do. So we do all your business back office. We help you find your accountants and your marketing folks and your HR folks. And even your we've been doing a lot more in IT these days. So all of that kind of professional talent that you need in your organization, that's what we really help our clients find.
Yeah. And so the given the broad spectrum of clients in terms of size that you work with, and industry as well, you know, you're in a pretty good position to talk about diversity in hiring generally across the spectrum. So let's get into that. What are you seeing here in the Atlanta area and with your other clients, outside of Atlanta regarding diversity hiring and the trends there?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always been something that you hear of, right? It's that, you know, everyone talks about diversity and inclusion, and they have their chief diversity officers and all this stuff. And that's been around for a while now. But I will say that the political environment that we're in right now, you're seeing more and more recognition about diversity. So it's in the news cycle, and people are talking about diversity, and people are talking about, you know, institutional racism, and does it exist? And it's making companies really think about how they're behaving inside their organizations. And, you know, it all comes down to, well, if you're not recruiting for diverse talent, you're not going to give folks opportunities and let folks rise up through the ranks, right? If everybody coming in is not diverse, then there's no way you're going to promote diverse talent. So it's been really fascinating to me. As I said, I've been doing this 15 years, but the last 6 months, it's been honestly more so than I've ever seen when I speak to a hiring manager, an HR department at a company with almost 100% certainty, they're going to ask me about how we handle diverse recruiting. Which it used to never come up, or if it did, it was just a little thing they mentioned. Oh, we're always looking for diverse talent. But now it's truly, what are you doing about it? How are we going to make sure that we have a diverse slate of candidates? And it's very different than what we'd seen in the past. And for us, it's been really amazing because we're set up to be able to handle that where maybe some other firms are not. And so it's really helped us to elevate our partnership with our clients around their diversity recruiting needs.
Now, you said something there I really want to dig into, which is that you're set up to handle that more than maybe your competition is. Unpack that a little more for us.
Yeah, well, so we were founded originally as MomCorps, and in MomCorps, we were founded to help moms either get back into the workforce or stay in the workforce in a more flexible manner. So really, our roots were about recruiting a different kind of talent than traditionally when you're looking at the general population and general pool of talent, you know. We handled that a little differently. In doing so, we also developed a team internally that was made up of very experienced recruiters. So we were virtual long before it was cool. And so I really hired a lot of experienced talent who could go out and work from their home office. And I could trust that I didn't need to train and get up to speed. And because of that, those folks, I mean, my recruiters all have at least 10 years of experience. So they're very senior at what they do. We're already used to hiring those moms and looking in different places than people traditionally look. And so we're just accustomed to doing that. You know, we've had clients recently that are just shocked when they ask us, well, we need a diverse slate of candidates. And they're like, where did you even find these people? And it's a fabric of who we are and what we've always done. So it's really our nature to be able to do that.
Great work here from Allison O'Kelly. She's the CEO and founder of Core Team. Allison, you mentioned that the request for a diverse slate of candidates is really across the board, but I'm wondering if you're seeing any outliers in terms of maybe, you know, some businesses more than others are, you know, doing active diversity hiring.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I wouldn't say some more than others. I'd say you have different flavors, right? So ironically, we worked with a client who was a African-American founded credit union. And they were the opposite, right? They're like, oh, we need diversity. We'd like to bring some white females in because we don't have them. Or so you're seeing it across the board, but just in different ways. We're even seeing smaller companies asking for it, which typically they never did. I mean, if you have 5 to 10 employees, you're just going to get talent. You're not really thinking about that as much because it's not like you need to balance it out when you just have a few employees, but we're seeing it there. And, you know, honestly, like I said, it's as of late, it's been across the board with companies looking for that.
And let's talk about it from a positions point of view. Any positions where you're seeing interesting activity in terms of requests that relate to diversity?
I would just say, like I said, again, it's across the board, but yeah. I would say where they're really, really adamant about it are more senior level roles. And that's where, of course, it gets a little bit harder, right? Because if people weren't promoting over time and people weren't given opportunities necessarily, then there just aren't as many people at those levels. That doesn't mean that there aren't people. There are plenty of people. So it just takes somebody to just work a little harder and maybe go outside the network that they're used to looking in. But it's those senior roles that I think are the ones where people are feeling like, hey, we really need this because not only do we want that other perspective, but we also want to have a role model. If we're going in and hiring entry-level folks, whatever it might be, right? Whether it's your gender or your nationality or your ethnicity, whatever it is, if you don't see anybody above you who looks like you, acts like you, talks like you, whatever, then you don't know if there's a place for you. Yeah. And so that's where most of the companies are really, really trying hard to make that shift.
Yeah, you presaged a question that I had about just the goals that companies ought to have going into this process. You know, what they should think about, how they should evaluate themselves, maybe as they either seek to expand it if they're already got an active diversity hiring program or initiate one.
Yeah. And I think for companies too, it's also looking at what roles, right? Let's be honest. We've seen a whole lot of diversity going into HR. You know, that's been the thing. So how can we get people in different roles? And sometimes maybe if you have, let's say you have a senior female African-American in HR, how can we even internally shift that? So maybe we can promote her, put her in a different area and then find different people to go through HR. So it's a lot of it in companies. It's where do you have people? Where are you hiring people? And how are you bringing these folks in that you really need to focus on as a company? And then, like you said, what are you looking for it to do in the company? Is it to be a role model? Is it to, you know, some of it, right? If you're looking around the board table and it's a bunch of white males who grew up in Georgia, you're not getting different perspective, right? So who do you need to bring in to bring different perspective? And you know, the last thing you want to do is just do a, you know, okay, we have 10 people on the executive leadership team. We want to have, you know, 2 black females and 2 black males and 2 white females and 2 white males, and then make sure somebody has some sort of, you know, LGBTQ in their background and somebody is from overseas. And, you know, you don't want to do that. Then again, that's not diverse either, right? You want to represent who are your customers, who are your employees, and make sure that you have those folks who represent those constituents.
Needless to say, we're in a pandemic, and that's the question I always have to get to is what, you know, how the pandemic affects all of this. So how does that, the environment we're in, this Zoom imposed environment that we're in, how does that affect hiring generally? How does it affect diversity hiring more specifically?
Yeah, so it's been really interesting. You know, you hear about all these awful employment numbers, and I believe that, you know, those are certain industries for sure, right? It's not across the board, and it's also certain levels of folks. So for what we work with, we're not seeing that a lot at all. In fact, we're still seeing multiple offers and, you know, really struggling from a candidate perspective to find the candidates because, you know, they're getting these offers. So I think that's an interesting thing because everyone's like, oh, it must be hard in recruiting right now. We're busier than ever, which is great for us. But, you know, sometimes it's a little hard for companies to understand that. They think, oh, there should be candidates available. They're not. So I think that's important to understand. I think from the recruiting perspective, what we're seeing as far as a change because of the pandemic, I mean, obviously, it took a little while for people to get used to the Zoom interviews, but they're there and they're used to it now. And it's become something that people are comfortable with. And they just need to internally get their organization wrapped around what is their new process and procedure. And a lot of people have figured that out by now. Some still haven't, and we can certainly help them with that because we've seen a whole lot of it. But the other side, the diversity piece, which is, I think, a real blessing as for this whole thing we've been going through, is that companies are now opening up about where does somebody need to come from? And is this a role that can remain virtual after the pandemic? And so if you've been limited to the types of people who you could bring in, because of location, because of, you know, any other reason, this has really opened that up. We have plenty of companies who are allowing us to do a national search, and they're not even expecting relo in the future. Mm. And for companies, as a recruiter, I think that's amazing because you truly can get the best talent if you're looking across the whole country, not just the small subset of people who have an accounting degree who live in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Sure.
So it's really interesting. And I think from a diversity perspective as well, you're looking at, you know, in Atlanta, you can recruit somebody from San Francisco or somebody from New York City or different, you know, larger cities who have a larger population and a more diverse population who can then come here. So we're actually seeing the pandemic helping in that way if the companies are open to allowing some sort of virtual model now or after the pandemic.
Folks, we're here with Allison O'Kelly, and she is the CEO and founder of Core Team. Allison, let's talk to those that are looking for jobs. Maybe we can talk from their perspective here for just a minute. Any tips that you have for job seekers right now? Have things changed in a pandemic? What are thoughts that you have for those folks?
Yeah, I think some people, it's tough. And why it's tough? Because you feel limited when all you could do is look on your computer and look at job postings, especially if you're looking for more senior level jobs. It feels tough, but it's not as tough as it might seem. I think, you know, I guess I'd like to talk about from a recruiter perspective, one of the things that we have found, especially at large companies, if you are looking to apply to a job, you're going into this big vat of candidates, right? And you talk about the black hole or whatever that might be. If you can get in touch with a recruiter, whether it be an internal recruiter or external recruiter, you're going to have a much better chance than you would if you apply. So I would look at, when you look for a job, if you see it posted, you know, on a company site and also on a recruiter website, like get in touch with the recruiter first. Once you apply on that company website and you go in that black hole, the recruiters can't work with you, the outside recruiters. So if you see on both, even if you decide not to go through the outside recruiter, you can get some more scoop on the role than you would if you applied directly. So it's one of those who do you know kind of things, right? The more you can get to know somebody, get an understanding of that job and see if they will help promote you to the internal hiring manager, your odds are going to go up a ton.
Now, some of what you just said applies to diverse candidates as well, but talk about diverse candidates specifically and other thoughts that you have for them on how they approach this new phase, this new world we seem to be in.
Yeah, I mean, diverse candidates, it's interesting, right? Because nobody knows you're a diverse candidate unless you find a way to let them know. And so, you know, there's always the catch 22 there, right? Where some people sadly are afraid to let people know that they're a diverse candidate because maybe somebody's going to hold that against them. I think it's time to, you know, embrace that and realize that most companies out there really genuinely want to add diversity in their teams. So put it on your resume. And how do you do that without being, you know, like in your face, like, hey, I'm a woman. Like, well, some people do that, right? They put pronouns on their resumes. Your picture on LinkedIn certainly will help if you are, you know, of a different ethnicity or whatever. You know, putting activities that you do might help. So you think of all these diversity categories, and if there's things that you're involved with, you're on a board of something or whatever, which might highlight that, put it on there. I think don't try to hide it for sure, because I think right now it's genuinely a benefit as you're looking to enter different companies. And then also, as a diverse candidate, I mean, I would look on their websites, especially large companies always have some sort of information around diversity on their website and look at it, see what they're saying. Because if they don't have it on there, then it's not a focus of theirs. If they're a large company, they're going to have it on there if it's a focus. Smaller companies, you might need to feel them out a little bit more. But at the end of the day, you want to work where somebody values that.
So I'm curious about advice that you give employers around diversity and getting credit for maybe what they've done for a long time, that, you know, there are some companies that they've just figured out what diversity is, to be frank. And then there are other companies that have been serious about this for some time. And I would imagine they'd like to get credit for that. Effort. What suggestions do you have for them?
Yeah, well, it all depends on what your definition of credit is, right? I mean, there's the big things, right? You can apply for diversity awards. They always have it through the, you know, through the AJC or through the, you know, the WeBank, the Women Business Enterprise, or the Minority Business Enterprise, all those kind of things. You can get awards. I mean, So that's one version of credit, right? Another version of credit, which I think is probably more important, is that you're known as an employer where people are going to want to go to work because they treat people fairly with equity and bring in lots of different perspectives. And so how do you get credit for that? I mean, one, like I said, even if you're a smaller company, you can put that on your website. You know, whether it's one of your official values or you could just talk about it. Hey, we, you know, you, there's that that silly little legal jargon everybody puts on their website about we're a fair employer and blah, blah, blah. Like, that doesn't do anything. Literally put an example, put why you value it, what has made it special. Take a picture of your team and put it on your website, right? These are ways that people know. I will also say that if you are working with a recruiter, or if you're just, you have your own internal team, make sure you talk to candidates about it, because we have had many candidates over the years who that they will ask, what is the makeup of the team? What do they look like? How am I going to fit into this team? And they decide they don't go there when they find out that they're not diverse. Mm. And that's not just somebody saying, hey, I'm an African-American male and there's none on the team, so I don't want to go there. That could be the white male saying, I don't want to go where everybody looks just like me. I want to go where there's different perspectives that can help me and can teach me. So we're seeing that across the board that, you know, especially younger folks, they don't want to go to that old school business that feels like there's no diversity. And when I say that, like I said before about the credit union, I mean, diversity can go in any direction, right? It could be an organization of all males, all females, no, you know, everybody there happens to be from, you name it, India or, you know, China or the US. And how do you make sure there's enough of a balance there? So for the candidates, getting back to your question, how do you get credit? Take credit, let the candidates know, put it on your website, apply for awards, and make sure when you're recruiting that the applicants are going to be aware of that, because that's how you're going to get the best talent.
And drilling into that a little more, how should my diversity program, you know, if I'm a company and I'm proud of what we've done there, how should that affect our marketing and advertising programs?
Wow. That's a good question, because I don't do marketing and advertising. I think that, like anything else, right, if you want to buy from a company, you want to know they have the same values as you. So it all goes down to those core values where people are promoting what they are. And if one of your values is a diverse workforce, I think that's good. And I think, you know, as you're even just with sales, right, if you walk into a retailer and all the employees look the same and you don't look like them, that you might feel like it's not for you. So how do you advertise letting people know? I mean, you sometimes see these TV commercials where they have employees, like actual employees of Walmart or whatever, give a little story. ExxonMobil did something for a while where you can start seeing that diversity in action with the title. And that's awesome. Now, obviously for smaller local companies, they're not going to go buy a TV spot. But again, that's something where you could do a little, on your website, a little case study, a little testimonial.
Sure.
Those things are very valuable.
Good words here from Allison O'Kelly, CEO and founder of Core Team. Allison, this has been great. A lot of great, information here and insights. For those that would like to be in touch and connect with you, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, so our website is just www.coreteam.com, like the Marine Corps, CORPSTEAM.com. We're also on LinkedIn. Of course, recruiters love LinkedIn, so connect with us on LinkedIn. You could just search us up there. I'm on LinkedIn, Allison O'Kelly. You can reach out to me there as well.
Awesome. Allison O'Kelly, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, just a quick reminder, speaking of another woman-owned business, SES Cabido at Office Angels. So she has got a whole team of angels that are ready and willing and able to fly in, get and help you remove headaches that involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations. If you need some on the scene work, or you think you need on the scene, you really don't, because they've been virtual for 20 years, folks. So they know how to deal in this pandemic. So what Essie does when you call her at 770-442-9246 is she diagnoses your problem and assigns you the best angel to work with you. And they do that on an ongoing or as needed basis, as you wish. So, they're not a temp agency or a placement firm, like Allison's firm. They do contract work and they do a fantastic job. So, I know that personally myself. So check her out and, give her a call, 770-442-9246. Or if you, if you're shy, check the website at officeangels.us, but give her a call. You'll be glad you did. And folks, just a quick reminder that, you can find our show on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. You can also go to northfultonbusinessradio.com to find a complete archive of our shows. We're coming up on show number 300. We're excited about that. We would love it if you give us, wherever you find our show, give us a great review on that podcast app, because that helps people find the show. And it's not about us. It's about our guests like Allison, who are doing great work and they deserve to be found. So we would love it if you would help us and all our guests out in that regard. Connect with us on social media, if you will. North Fulton BRX is our handle, and we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Allison O'Kelly, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.